We're convening in Geneva with ministers, with heads of agencies, with key stakeholders from professional associations and unions, and importantly, the health workers themselves to really address the impact of 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, the additional stress and pressures this has put on our health systems worldwide to say, what have we learnt? What actions must we take to avert a potential crisis in the workforce for the next decade?
So we are hearing that the effect of the pandemic has been that there's a huge amount of stress and fatigue, and that there's burnout basically among our frontline healthcare workers. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely, Daniel. What we know is that health and care workers around the world have performed extraordinarily well to respond to the pandemic. But the continuous pressure upon pressure upon pressure for 3 years, these people are human and they are exhausted from that burden of physical work, but also the burden of having to care for people and see systems not react in the best way, to see their own workers become ill, their own colleagues become ill, but also patients, families, communities.
Give me an example of a country where there is health worker stress, where the problems are really at their most critical, because we've been hearing about the fact that the richer countries are really harvesting all of the health worker professionals from developing countries. So I'm guessing it's in these poorer regions where the problems are at their worst and where the needs are greatest.
It's not just one country. What we have published just in March are concerns, the Director General's concerns, which spread across 55 low and middle income countries, where the challenges that are there, life expectancy is 18 years lower than in high income countries. They have one tenth of the workforce available compared to high income countries. And it's really there that all countries have challenges, but in particular, these 55 countries where our call to action is for global solidarity to support health for all.
Thank you so much for that. I'm going to turn now quickly to Dr. Emma O'Brien. Dr. O'Brien, you're a music therapy specialist and you are speaking to us from Geneva, but you've come all the way from Australia, from the Royal Melbourne Hospital, and you have a choir, a very special choir that boosts healthcare worker well-being around the globe. Can you maybe, in a nutshell, explain what it is that you do through music?
Well, the work we're doing with our colleagues is about caring for the carer so we can care for you. And the stresses from the pandemic are ongoing. The waves keep coming, and it's also the mental health waves that keep happening. The whole idea behind the choir was to connect us all and to help us cope really with the system. And I know that in Australia that we have, a very good health system, but it's still a health system that's under strain. It's still a health system that's being, a bit like wrung out like a towel, and everyone keeps squeezing more and more and more. And the shared experiences of that stress enabled us to connect globally with healthcare workers around the world. And it's been extraordinary to work with the World Health Organization on this global scrub choir, working with people in Zambia, South Sudan, Norway, Japan, across Brazil, and the UK as well, and really connecting with each other and using the power of music and self-expression to give us a voice, to give us a moment of joy, and to hopefully give us some resilience and to empower us to keep going forward.
So you engage with health workers all over the world and you get them to express themselves through song.
Yeah, we pick a song, and in this case, the World Health Organization wanted a song that would resonate with the themes of the forum, Protect, Invest Together. We actually chose Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's a classic song. It's an extraordinarily huge song, and we needed a big song because we needed to be able to embrace the multitude of experiences across the globe with people in the pandemic. We're working with people who have been nursing their colleagues as they've died. And it's such a huge song. And we also wanted a call to action. Bridge Over Troubled Water talks about the terrible times we've been through, but it also says, time has come to shine. And we really are asking for for more support, that we can move forward together and for action to be taken. We all love working as healthcare workers, but we really, really need support.
And you've been doing this for some 25 years now, haven't you, Dr. O'Brien? So is it the case that COVID really stuck out like a sore thumb for you? You could really see a remarkable shift and deterioration in the mental health pressures on health workers?
Absolutely. So, you know, really leading up to the pandemic, my work was clinical music therapy with my team, you know, working with patients to help them recover, working with cancer patients, end-of-life care, all these aspects of really vital and important work about caring for the whole person. But as the pandemic hit and when we're in Australia, we could see our colleagues dying. We could see people going to do their job and not being protected properly. And the fear was palpable. And I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I have to pivot towards caring for my colleagues. And that's how Scrub Choir was born.
And how hard was it finally, Dr. O'Brien, to get people to open up? Because often it's easy to, isn't it, to bury your problems, but to get people to express themselves in such a, well, some might see it as a very vulnerable way, you know, you open yourself up to everybody else as a collective choir. How hard was that?
Well, I think because it was run, I'm a healthcare worker with all that experience, and they trusted me. You know, I also edit all the videos, they send in their voices, and you're quite right. You know, when you're singing along with a guide track and it's just you, you're very exposed. That's your voice coming through. And they trust me to take care of them and take care of their voice and bring it all together. And I think, you know, to be honest, when I first put the call out, I thought we'd only have 20 people respond and we had 200. And then the next project, 400, and you know where it's going, don't you? Now we're, for this global Scrub Choir, over 1,000 participants.
It's really wonderful. So this is the Royal Melbourne Hospital and Scrub Choir, which we can see on YouTube, or our favourite internet search engine, I guess you might say. So thank you so much, Dr. O'Brien, and thank you so much, Jim Campbell from the World Health Organization. I wish you all the very best for your upcoming meeting with the Forum on Human Resources for Health. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. Everyone's hard work across our hospital. I'm grateful for the strong, genuine, caring leadership from our hospital.